Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, September 16, 1935, Arnold Josiah Ford died. This rabbi and black nationalist was born in Barbados in 1877 to parents Elizabeth Brathwaite and Edward Ford, the latter of whom was a policeman and Wesleyan Methodist preacher. Ford was musically gifted, a fact which can be credited to his parents, who ensured that he was taught to play instruments such as the harp, violin, and bass guitar. His talent set the tone for his life at an early age, when in his early 20s he became a member of the musical corps of the British Royal Navy in 1899. In 1910, Ford's life took a new course. When he emigrated to Harlem, New York, he continued to express himself musically, becoming a member of the Clef Club Orchestra, which was populated by other black Jewish musicians. Ford's time in Harlem coincided with the rise of Jamaican-born black nationalist and Pan-Africanist Marcus Garvey, who launched the New York Universal Negro Improvement Association in 1915. It was this organization upon which Ford's musical influence was largely felt, with him being named the musical director of the UNIA choir. According to Rabbi Shlomo Ben Levi, Arnold Ford was an instrumental figure, responsible for orchestrating much of the pageantry of Garvey's highly attractive ceremonies. This was made clear by his composition of the song Ethiopia, which became the universal Ethiopian anthem due to its emphasis on African pride and the beauty of life before slavery. His sentiments of black nationalism should not have come as a surprise, as Ford had always identified strongly with his African ancestry, asserting that his roots could be traced to the Yoruba of Nigeria and the Mende of Sierra Leone. His impact resonated far beyond the musical realm, with him serving on committees, speaking at rallies, and representing the 35,000 members of the New York chapter at the first International Convention of Negro Peoples of the World. Arnold Ford was also vehemently passionate about spreading Judaism and the economic viability of black people. As a result, the rabbi established the congregation of Beth B'nai Bethlehem in 1924 and initiated a religious and vocational school, among other accomplishments. He later migrated to Ethiopia with a small group of musical performers, where he and his wife continued their nationalistic and religious pursuits, establishing a school for boys and girls that specialized in English and music. The work of this Barbadian-born rabbi undeniably played an instrumental role in the spread of Judaism amongst the African-American population, as he inspired the rise of several black Jewish communities. A life dedicated to African pride, black Judaism, and musical expression came to an untimely end at the age of 58 when Arnold Ford passed away on this day, September 16, 1935.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.